the Watchman. Set alarm on the Black Coffee Channel. So, tell me where you are, Wyclef, right now as an artist. I mean, are you feeling creatively free? I know that you're going to school and getting the science of what you've been doing naturally. You feeling inhibited by the genre, a little tired? Where are you right now?
Man, I feel like it's a fresh start for me. I mean, when you hear my mixtape EP, you know that I'm ready to go again. You know what I'm saying? It's like the best place I'm at right now is like Ali Bumbaye. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to the ring. And I'm ready, and I'm definitely confident. And, you know, to get a second win, you got to get excited. I would say my daughter's 4 years old, you know. And when she was, like, two, the way she looks at me on the TV and already know who I am in that excitement, you know, I'm like, I don't want my daughter to be 10. And they're like, your daddy was. So I figured I'm going to do it all over again just for her.
Well, congratulations. And I think, you know, it's clear to me that you're thinking about legacy. I was impressed by the final interlude, and I wanted to ask you, you know, tell the kids the truth. Is that basically where you're at?
Yeah, it's just basically, you know, it's like, my thing is, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, without information, we can't grow, you know? So it's like, I think, like, a lot of people have a lot of false information that they feed the children, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is just tell them the truth, because the reality is, whether if you want to tell them the truth, they're going to figure it out. And what you don't want them to be like, damn, the person that could have told us the truth was a sucker, and we had to figure it out ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you made a reference to Muhammad Ali earlier, and I want to use him as a standard, as an analogy for where you are as an artist. I'm going to ask you this question, because I love all the great boxers. I'm sure you're a fight fan. But to me, what separated Muhammad Ali was that he was able to create a persona as a leader, and he was global and he was international. So he wasn't just a great performer. He was, you know, big in those other spheres. So I wanted to ask you, how do you balance the responsibility you have as a leader with this creative space that you need to do the things that, you know, only you do? And are there any conflicts, or do you see them as one and the same or compatible?
I mean, the only conflict is to try to actually balance what you naturally do, you know? So I think that the conflict would come in if I tried to balance or start to premeditate or think on what I do, you know?
Okay.
I have a very simple law. I'm a human being. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to learn from them. And as I learn from them, the children will learn from them. So as I take the pulpit, I'm just like, yo, I'm a man, you a man. And you know what this is. We're going to make mistakes, but we're going to ride it out, and at the end of the day, we're going to prosper.
And that balance is evident in your music. You know, I didn't want to say that for you, but, you know, when I listen to certain cuts, and what I hear in you is the rare ability to kind of mix three elements. That's political knowledge, that's street awareness and sensibility, and then there's this introspective spiritual side. It comes across on Walk Away. That's a classic example. It comes across in We Made It. And it definitely comes across in Letter from the Pen. So is that just basically natural to you, or do you just at times think of a concept song and say, well, look, I want to put a little emphasis here or there?
I mean, similar to Curtis Mayfield, you know, I was raised with the Killers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like Haiti to the Hut. The Marlboro Projects, which was Killer Projects at the time, it's not a thing that I haven't seen in my eyes, right? So it's not hard to close your eyes and imagine what the stories are, you know? I just try to put them in a perspective, so if someone's reading a book, they could follow exactly what I'm talking about.
And that's basically embodied by from Haiti to Brooklyn to Jersey, back to Haiti and around the world.
Yeah, that's what we say. We really mean that when we say from the hut. It's not no title. It's like I was born in the hut, Slumdog Millionaire. So, I mean, I had no bathroom in the house, no electricity. Times took a donkey to school. So when I got to the projects, like I said, I felt I was rich when my mom got me them sneakers.
Exactly. So let me pick your brain right now. What is your view of the music business overall right now? Is it a state of transition? Is it collapse? Is it a great opportunity for those who are aware?
It's great opportunity for those who are aware, who understand the change. Everything can't stay the same. We're moving towards modern time, which deals with technology. And the way that you can get your information out there quicker there are less people buying it, more people just grabbing it for free. They will continue grabbing it for free. But if they start to feel that you are beyond music and a movement, I sincerely think that they actually will go back to the stores and picking up your music again. And that's what I'm working towards.
Right. Well, I think you embody that already in a lot of ways. The artist, basically, you had to sell the consumer or the fan more of an experience, not just lifestyle and imagery and hot music, but, as you said, movement.
Yeah, the movement. Like, we have a new movement online. It's called The Warriors, you know? And the movement, I got inspired to start it when I went back to Haiti and started putting truce amongst the gangs. You know, and I had epiphany that I would start a new gang. And just started online. I only been in there like four and a half months. So the idea of this social movement is you can be from any part of the world that you want to. And if you feel like you in a gang, you know, we welcome you.
Right, kinship.
You know, like come and talk to us on the Twitter, on the computer, because you know the opposite force uses the internet to recruit people for other things, right?
That's right.
So I use them to recruit them for the right side of the gang. And so this is a real movement. So the idea is that when we come to your town, I'm not only trying to perform, we're trying to go to the schools, the community, you know, talk to kids and gangs and just try different things, you know what I mean? Because we can't just sing about it, right? We got to act on it. You dig what I'm saying? Because we've seen everybody sing about it already.
Yes, sir.
John Lennon, you know, he sang about it. They shot him, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we got to act on it. That's what I'm on right now. We got to act on it.
Well, I love it, and it's exemplary what you're doing. Right now, could you just take the time to promote whatever projects you're working on as it relates to Haiti? Any websites, any specific
Yeah, adventures? Definitely. For Haiti, you know, we have a few projects. One of them is we have a deal with Timberland where when you go to the stores, you pick up a Timberland boot that says Yele Haiti, Y-E-L-E-H-A-I-T-I. $2 goes back to tree planting in Haiti. It's a big thing because, you know, during the hurricane, a lot of deforestation, and, you know, we got to start planting trees in Haiti, you know what I mean? We also have a deal with Western Union Visa card. Like, my face is on a Western Union Visa card.
I've seen it.
And the idea is, you know, for the holidays, you can get the Visa card for like $5, which means, and you can put up to like $50, $100 on it. But these Visa cards are usually like $30 to get, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of different things, you know, that we're working on. You could always check us at yclef.com, and it lays out exactly everything that we're doing.
Now, listen, I want to wrap up on a couple big points. First of all, you have Cedric Muhammad defense shield constantly for two things that you've done, aside from make great music, represent Jersey and these things in the Caribbean. One, somehow, some way, you had were blessed to be able to have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, my beloved minister, on your album. So for that, you can do no wrong. How did that happen in the last album? Was it Carnival 2?
Yeah, it was Carnival 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for me, the essence of everything always goes back to music. Music is math. It's science, you know. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is an excellent violin player, which plays some of the classics, you know,
right,
which would take the average man 5 to 6 years to learn a piece. You know, he learns it in a year, you know, naturally gifted, you know. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did tell him, you know, we have enough musicians in the world, you know what I mean? We need more leaders, you know. So, of course, he started to lead, you know. And then years later, felt like he wanted to go back to the instrument at the same time, you know. So we definitely got in the studio, and more when we was in the studio, it's more like it was just a bunch of Caribbean guys in the studio.
Exactly.
So Sparrow was in the studio. We all was comfortable talking in our natural dialect, you know what I mean? And it was a great thing, and from there, you know, I was like, I'm working on this album. I got this song called Welcome to the East. You know, I'm looking for some wild violins on it, you know. And then we just rocked out and made it happen.
Well, it definitely was a jam session, probably like no other, man. But I want to just commend you for doing that, because to put a man that so many people see in one light and to be able to, you know, so smoothly allow others to get to see another side, you know, is beautiful, and it shows growth that all of us need to exemplify. The other reason why you can do no wrong or do no harm, in my eyes, is because on a track called Million Voices, you are, as far as I know, still the only artist that I actually know of who has literally openly called for a United States of Africa. So I just wanted to thank you and just wonder, you know, what are your thoughts on the unity of Africa?
I mean, you know, my thoughts in the unity of Africa, you know, coming from Haiti and then the Haitians being from Benin, you know, in Africa, you know what I mean? The idea is, if you look at the course of history, if they ever let that happen, you know, they would feel feared, you know what I mean? They always felt Africa's bigger than Europe, you know?
That's right.
And so if they actually let them organize, you know what I mean? So as you can see through the course of history, they go through Africa, and I mean, they just basically raped Africa, you know, and put it upside down. And I'm just saying, like, enough is enough, you know? It's
right.
Time, you know, for us to go ahead and say, let them form their own union. And why can't they have their own United States of Africa? You know, if you have the Euro, right, and you have the European nation, right, then you can have the United States of Africa. And that's what I'm saying.
Well, what was so beautiful to me is on my plane ride, because I'm a member of the first Congress of African Economists that the African Union put together to work on that single currency. So my proposal was that their currency would be backed by gold. So I'm actually listening to your song on my way over there. You know, it's very beautiful. So we have a second meeting coming up, and, you know, we'll build on that. I would like to keep you updated because it's so important to
keep me updated. And gold is of course regaining a lot of value too, right?
That's right, 1,200 an ounce now. So
yeah, so you know I'm up on the whole.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt. So yeah. You know, we'll collaborate on that some more. So let me close on this, because I just wanted to allow people to see how deep of a technician you are, lover of the art as well. As I said before, you're a businessman, a leader, and also a supreme craftsman. Am I correct? Is it true that you're attending Berklee College of Music right now?
Yes, I'm attending Berklee, yes.
Wow. Now, here's some quotes that I saw from, I think it was the Boston Herald or the Boston Globe, just had an article on you. They quote you as saying, all of this stuff I'm learning, I was doing it naturally in my music, but now that I understand it, I can apply it and use it differently. So is it basically you're learning the science of what you were kind of gifted to do? And what will you be able to, after that degree is complete, what are some of the things that you feel you'll be empowered to do musically?
Well, I mean, a man can learn basic math, you know. Naturally, you can say 1 + 1 = 2. You can learn the basics of algebra. But you can even learn the basics of geometry. But now when we're going into pre-calc, it requires certain studies, right?
Right.
So, and all we're saying is, everything that I've been doing was naturally, you know. I've been doing the math, the algebra, the geometry. And to me, the level of sight reading is like pre-calc, you know. It takes a certain discipline, mm-hmm. and it takes a certain understanding. In the minister, Louis Farrakhan, sight reads very well, you know. That's just another level of understanding. And I feel to understand notes and to be able to sight read, I think what I'm going to be able to do with that degree is, I think that, you know, films like Hotel Rwanda, I'll be able to score the whole movie, you
wow.
know. Gladiator, I'll be able to score them, you know, the whole movie. So I definitely want to go into a lot of the composing in the next 4 to 5 years. So in order to do that, I would just want to gather as much wealth as I can, and information as well. So, you know, humbly going to the school, and I plan to learn as much as I can, you know. Even on my new CD, you know, I'll be applying more of an orchestra in the background, you know, to like weave through the song. So even on the CDs, I'm thinking different now. I'm thinking of audio movie, you know what I mean? That's what I'm on right now.
Wow, I wish you the best, man. And it just says a lot about you that you still are a student at the stage that you are in the game. I think it sets an example for so many others, man. I'm very proud of you doing that.
Yeah, respect to that, man.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, you've been gracious with your time, and you know how to say it concisely and eloquently. And if there was any last words you wanted to say to folks to let them know how they can help you get acquainted with what you're doing and educate themselves on the movement that you talked about, please let us know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have yclef.com, you know, and every Sundays on Twitter, I always send a sermon. Sermon is not necessarily based on religion, but on spirituality. So whether if we Muslim, we Christian, we Buddhist, we all find the common ground in Allah. No one can't lie about that, you know what I mean? There is one God, you know what I'm saying? And so we just ask everybody to join the movement. It's called the Warriors. And follow what we're doing, baby. We're going hard.
Well, Wyclef, I had to say, from the hut to the projects to the mansion.
To the mansion.
Mission accomplished, brother. Mission accomplished. Hey, man, love you. Take care, bro.
Love you too, my brother.
Okay, peace. Take care.
Where you come from, where we come from, where we come from. You may not expect to see too much in your life. You may not expect to see too many places. But sometimes, the Most High has another plan for us. And with that plan, the Most High may use our ability to make others see more and go further. From Haiti to Brooklyn to Jersey, back to Haiti and around the world. We present to you music from struggle, music from upliftment, music for the Warriors. DJ Drama, DJ Drama, Wyclef, from the hut, to the projects, to the mansion,
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel. You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black
Coffee
Channel.
You're in the Clef Zone. Welcome to the Clef Zone. I'm comfortable.
New Wyclef from the hut to the projects to the mansion. I hope this is the clean version. If it's not, I'm sorry. That interview was so hot. You had to forgive me.
Ain't you a lion from the piece? I'm a fan, but no, I ain't Will I Am. Let me introduce myself to the new generation. I'm Wyclef Jean, singer, songwriter, composer. In high school, I used to be a battle rapper. Then I got with the Fugees. I hate it. 15 years later, still sold more records than all of y'all put together.
Yeah. Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only
you hit a
at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Someone gonna end up in a coma. Drama, can't they hear the choir? Someone gonna end up in a coma. I got the heart of a warrior. Ain't a thing that you can do to hide. You won the battle, but you didn't win the war. Look out the window, see 100,000 more. Warriors, warriors, warriors. See, I'm a warrior. And I don't back down. When I'm hit up, bite the bullet, brush myself off. Then I see the fear clear in my enemy's eyes. He see the warrior. Now where my warriors? Yeah, yeah. Warriors come out to play in my gangland's revolutionary music. But I got a cousin in the gang. He used to bang, gave me a ring.
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
I never left the hood without my body armor. I was raised on the cold death before dishonor. And what's funny, I could have been that way. If I never made it, red dot pointed at your head. Send you to your new home, a mansion in the ocean, where your flesh will be carried to land by Miami Dolphins. I ain't no gangster, but I know gangsters. I ain't no killer.
Send your comments, both interviews. Got a few here. I'll read. I'm gonna play a little bit of this album. Might have to let a couple curse words fly. I think this is the clean. I got different versions of this. Any thoughts on the Wyclef interview? Steven Silbiger as well. Reggie from Chicago says, "Sak passe, Wyclef, come ouye. I really enjoy your music. How can I get involved with Yele?" Peace, Reggie.
And I don't back down. When I'm hit up, bite the bullet, brush myself off. Then I see the fear clear in my enemies.
Oh, Prince Akbar had a question. He says, "Wyclef, speaking of telling the truth, in Dave Chappelle's Block Party, I was shocked and confused why you told those students some advice and then ended telling them not to hate the white man. Why did you do that, considering this real tension racially in the United States? Do you address white schools and tell them not to hate the black man? Also, Wyclef, when will Haitian celebrities get that movie about Toussaint Louverture going? The real George Washington for the black diaspora. Prince Akbar getting at both Steven Silbiger and Wyclef. Ooh. Purnell said, great interview. Regarding the pursuit of education in our community, I have noticed U.S.-born black college students who are not interested in degrees, which lead to the securing of patents and technology positions such as hard sciences, engineering. This is a generalization, but many gravitate to psychology, communications, education. Just my observation. Peace, Purnell. Thank you, Purnell. I think Purnell, I don't know what interview he's talking about. Yeah, from the hut to the projects to the mansion. I think they serviced me the real version. We'll call that the real version. But this is what I do to help you all out. Wyclef and I talked about a song that you may remember. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan played violin on the last Wyclef album. So I wanted to ask him how that happened. You heard the answer. I don't think he's ever explained that anywhere. It's been reported. But the song was called Welcome to the East, I think. Welcome to the East. Let me run that back. Send in your comments. Either way, I'm going to just do what I want to do for the rest of this hour. That's the minister right there on the violin. Yeah.
Tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Hold on, I gotta put the fire trucks on the minister's violin intro. Never been done before.
Just walked in the building.
Big up to the Far East rulers.
Welcome to the East.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
It's too hot on the floor. It's too hot on the floor. It's too hot on the floor.
Judgment yard. I'm courtesy.
You got the M15. We got the M16.
That's dangerous.
It's too hot on the floor.
I saw the ski mask, I didn't see the faces, y'all. Saw the grenade, heard the explosions, y'all. It get worse, y'all. Can't count the hearses that come out the mosques, the churches, the verses.
Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Oh, welcome to the devil's penthouse, overlooking hell's view. Davis from the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. The same jawbone I used to make microphone. The same microphone I use in New Jerusalem. To tell ETMCs they got a phone. Well, I see you in the club, but your eyes full of pain. Your man or wife beat up, find a new man. And for my little sisters in the misery, sweet 16, you ain't alone in your presence. I pour some liquors for my homies that pass.
Sit back while I'm writing, watch you fade in the paragraph, paragraph, paragraph.
Sometimes I ask myself what the violence ever sees. Jake, turn it up. It's too hot on the floor.
Shut it down.
Too hot on the floor. It's too hot on the floor. You got the M15. We got the M16. It's too hot on the floor.
Sizzler.
Check it out.
Wolves in sheep clothing, explosives with fuel and lime. People dying, that's too much cruel. I got no love, they all reach the covenant with poisonous gases on these harmful substances. I prophesy they gon' fall on the attack. Most I see they ain't keeping this about kids can't play at all. Cause those bangers looting. Every day someone fall with this drive-by shooting. Will they have a real peace on the earth with human acting like cannibals, living like beasts on the earth? Be good, live it up, a friendly jester. What's going on in the neighborhood today is devastating.
Welcome to the East. Sometimes I ask myself what the violence ever
sees. Palestine, down in Queens, out in Jersey.
You got the M15,
shoot down.
We got the M16.
That's dangerous.
Too hot on the floor.
War.
Too hot on the floor.
War. Dance. She's in the city of God. Dancing the capoeira. I see her in Brazil.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Knowing that her man won't be back tomorrow. She cries.
Sometimes I ask myself what the violence ever sees. She turned it up. It's too hot on the floor. It's too
Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yeah, on guitar, my man David Rosen. Yeah, Jerry was on the bass. Yeah, Jerry was on the bass. Sizzler, Brethren for Life. Charles the Conductor, I see you.
You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Okay, this is Million Voices, the only song I know of where a major rapper shouts out the United States of Africa. If you know another one, let me know. I'll promote them too. But I don't think they're on Wyclef's stature. Why? Why will no rapper rap about the United States of Africa but Wyclef?
Rwanda, Rwanda, yeah, yeah. Rwanda, Rwanda, yeah. They said many are called, a few were chosen, but I wish some wasn't chosen for the blood spilling of Rwanda, yeah. Rwanda, Rwanda. They said me shocky, shocking, a bendigo, thrown in the fire, but you never get burned. But I wish some didn't get burned in Rwanda, yeah. They said the man is judged according to his works. So tell me, Africa, what's your worth? There's no money, no diamonds, no fortunes on this planet that can replace Rwanda. Rwanda, Rwanda. These are the cries of the children. Yeah. Anybody hear my cry from the bottom of America? It's the United States of America. Then why can't Africa be the United States of Africa? Rwanda, Rwanda. And if England is the United Kingdom, then why can't Africa unite all the kingdoms and become the United Kingdom of Africa? Rwanda, 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 Rwanda.
Ginyar, Cobra City, California. He says Wyclef said it right. Without information, in and out or input is only passing media. Nothing sticks. That's why we listen to you, Young said. That's why I listen to you. Age is irrelevant. When it comes to knowledge, us old G's can gain much from your generation and beyond. Rod Ginyar, the OG of the show. Yes, I'm gonna play this Wyclef song, Slumdog Millionaire, with Cyndi Lauper. That's next.
Lord, can you hear us calling you?
Yeah. You are tuned in to The Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.